I've said it before, but they're a great bunch of guys on and off the field. They are incredibly together.
What's the secret to this? Because other rugby clubs have been studying it. Other football clubs, I'm sure, must be studying it. But you seem to have the perfect blend at the moment.
I think if I knew what the answer was, then I'd be bottling it and selling it and making a fortune. They're just a very together bunch. They're very young. And what excites me is what they can do, not just next Saturday, but many, many Saturdays, many, many years, because they've just got that opportunity.
Of course, last week in Lyon, you saw an ambition realised, yeah, becoming champions of Europe. And it must be strange in some respects, because you reached the ultimate pinnacle of European rugby, but you've still got 2 weeks of the season to go.
Well, that's the rules of the season. I mean, we were the champions. On the other hand, if you'd asked me last year, I thought it was a jolly good idea that you could be fourth and win the Premiership. So, you know, that's just the rules. And it's there's so much more to do. I mean, it's... To me, you know, I know it's been said before, but it's not the end, winning Europe. It's the end of the beginning.
Is that the ultimate secret about this, that there's always a next goal for this club?
Well, I think that's part of a secret. But the other part of the secret is we have some great people. And at the end of the day, you'll achieve nothing in life without great people.
And that first half today was just sheer perfection from Saracens.
Yeah, the energy levels were huge, and that's what they've got. And energy levels, we've all got energy, but they expend energy on behalf of each other. It's extraordinary. I mean, and you can't bottle it, you can't create it. It either comes or it doesn't, and they've got it. What the task now is to keep it and get better.
And of course, Nigel, you're also a man who's very ambitious about rugby union full stop. You've had a lot to say about salary caps, the way the season's structured, about the fact that obviously international call-ups mean that clubs lose their players for great chunks of the season, and even perhaps a playoff between the champions of Europe and the champions of the Super Rugby system as well. Have you got any more thoughts on that? Do you think we'll see a Super Bowl-type game between the champions of Europe and Super Rugby soon?
Well, I think South Africa will play with France and England and Ireland at some point in the future, because it's quite crazy that they play out of their time zone, rotten television times, whereas it would be massive television times, massive here. So that'll happen. Don't ask me when. One day somebody will arrive at their senses and not play the national side at the same time as the Premiership. Our guys did wonderfully this season, because we played 10 games running without 10 players. So it was an absolute triumph for the squad and for Mark McCall and the team, who are amazing. I just keep saying, they are really good people. And that sounds like an empty phrase, but try doing anything in life without it.